high prices of the food grain have been cause of concern to the world community. The reason for the rise have been well analyzed by the FAO Secretariat. While there may be some difference of opinion about the relative contribution of the various factors, there is a fair amount of consensus about the factors that have been responsible for rise in the prices of the food grains. It is generally expected that these prices, price levels are likely to remain high for some time to come. These prices levels, however, need to be looked at in proper perspective. Though it sounds counterintuitive, the challenge of the high food grains prices offers us an opportunity to look at the relevant issues more closely for the affirmative action to ensure that the food is available to all at affordable prices and farmers also get a remunerative return of their investment. Mr. Chairman, a lot of being said about the impact of the high consumption in the emerging economies of the world food prices. FAO data clearly shows that the recent high commodity prices have not originated in these emerging economies. It also appears that additional demand for the maize and rapeseed as a feedstock for the production of the ethanol and biodiesel and high input costs, particularly energy prices, have had a strongest impact on the prices. While the quest of the world community for finding sustainable alternative for fossil fuel is well appreciated, manufacture of biofuel at the cost of food grains needs to be examined in more depth. Given a scenario like this, the impact of the diversion of land which grows cereal for the human consumption into production for the biofuel is likely to be self-defeating. Our policy has been for the use of non-cereal biomass, crop residues, and for the cultivation of the jatropha on the degraded and wasteland for the biofuel production. Climate has always played a decisive role in the agriculture. So far, farmers to a considerable extent have been able to adapt to climatic shocks. It is, however, unclear how they might cope with the more persistent climate changes. Conservation of the agro-biodiversity will be a key element for the adaption to the climate change. Mr. Chairman, to my mind, the solution to the problem before us could begin with giving agriculture the importance it deserves in the economies of the various countries. The World Development Report 2008 has already brought out clearly that bringing agriculture center stage in the agriculture in development agenda is essential for the enhancing food security, boosting growth, and the overcoming poverty. The crux of the problem is producing enough in a sustainable manner and ensuring its equitable distribution. What is needed is increasing investment in the rural infrastructure and the agriculture research and development and transferring the new technologies to the farmers to enable them to cope up with the challenges of the climate change. While I am concerned about the rising prices of the food grains, our experience in India gives me a confidence that the challenges can be made by the world community. India has been feeding the 17% of the world population on the less than 5% of the world's water and 3% of its arable land. Over a period of time, we have taken several measures to increase agricultural output and the food security. Notable among these are the Green Revolution and the White Revolution, a vast network of the agriculture research and education institutions, revitalization of extension system with the help of the information and communication technologies, empowering the farmers through the easy available of rural credit among the with farmer-friendly price support mechanism, and well-functioning public procurement and the distribution system. We are now ascending in the Green Revolution for an evergreen revolution. The emphasis my government continues to place on agriculture is giving good dividends. We have had a record food grain production of over 227 million tons during the year 2007-8 with a record rice and wheat production of more than 175 million tons. the increase of the prices in India has also been moderate, with a 7-8% respectively for the wheat and rice, as again the global prices increase at 161 and 76% respectively during the last 1 year. Thus, India has been able to manage food security both in terms of availability and price level in reasonable, satisfactory manner. Mr. Chairman, I am aware of the good work done by FAO and the other international organizations in the past in advocating and catalyzing worldwide action for the achieving the food security and for eradication of the poverty. We need a new global compact between the developed and developing countries, between the land surplus and labor surplus economies, between the food exporters and the food importers. And I am confident that the deliberation at this conference and the resulting declaration, that plan of action, will further this collective result. Thank you very much.